for another chapter in Willow Springs Bears Sports. Taking you into the game, this broadcast wouldn't be possible without these sponsors. G&W Foods, Monarch Realty, MSU West Plains, West Plains Bank and Trust, Forget Tire Service, Bailey Chevrolet and GMC, Cox Health Center in Willow Springs, Shelter Insurance Agent Robert Hollis, Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet, and Simmons Bank. Now let's get you into the game to hear from our play-by-play pros, Marty Spence and Larry Spence.
Three-pointer.
I don't think he's done it yet, does he?
I'm not hearing anything.
And good evening from Houston, Missouri, where tonight the Willow Springs Bears are in Houston, taking on the Houston Tigers in an SCA Conference basketball game. Houston Tigers, not enough players, I guess, is the issue for a JV game. So we're just playing one tonight, varsity only, as the Houston Tigers take on the Willow Springs Bears. I'm Larry Spence, along with Marty Spence, to bring you the play-by-play of tonight's action between these two clubs. And Marty, this should be something that the Bears can pail to their next win, but who knows?
You know, you got to play the game. Looks like Houston has about 11 players warming up down there, so didn't feel like they had enough to get a JV game in, which is too bad for the Bears, because we have about 20 on our JV team that would have liked to play tonight, but that's just the way it goes. So one game only tonight, varsity coming up in just about 6 minutes from now. Houston coming in 6-7 on the season, and the Tigers have picked up some wins against some small schools, Winona, Plato, Newburgh. They won three in a row during one stretch and scored 99. On Plato. Their other wins, Summersville twice, and then Koshkonong to wrap up their sixth win. So they've gotten some success against the smaller schools, but they also have some losses in there. Lost to Clever Eminence, Seymour. No shame in that. No. That was a 31-point win for Seymour. Lost to Norwood, another good team.
Yeah.
Mammoth Spring Licking by just six. So
okay.
That Licking team's not bad.
No.
And then lost just about a week ago to Norwood, 64-15. That was that's a tough one.
Ooh, yeah.
But
Norwood's excellent team.
They're going to provide you some fights, and they've got a really good player. And you don't have to look back very far just to the fall season to know what one player can do. When we had the football game against the Houston Tigers,
yeah.
DJ Riley absolutely put Houston on his back, and he could do everything for that team. And similar in basketball, DJ does a lot, and that's
there.
The Bears will have to key on tonight is DJ Riley for the Houston Tigers. He is a senior, a 5'11 guard with some Willow roots. He went to Willow for a while back in his middle school days, and he has been a standout for Houston the last 2 years.
So the Tigers come in here with some wins against some teams that are not in the higher category of class that the Bears have had, but you got to throw that all out the window when you come to the Houston gym and play a team that practices here all the time, and they're going to be gunning for the Bears, who have a bit of a reputation, and they've got Kobe James, and we saw that even in Springfield, the Blue and Gold tournament, that teams know who Kobe James is, and they like to defend him and maybe pick up some slack from guarding Kobe James. So you never know. Team can get hot and do some things. So could be a good ball game. Hopefully it will be, and we'll have a good one for you.
Yeah, similar to last night when the Bear Bobcats locked down Corley Jones. Similar situation, although the Bears do have some other guys that have stepped up time to time. Willow coming in at 10-4 on the season, and you talked about Colby and talking to Coach Forrest the other day, and we try not to do too much of a tracker on Colby's scoring, but he is in the realm of breaking the all-time scoring record, which is held by his father. And as we get closer to that, we'll get you the actual totals. But within the next couple of weeks, that could happen. And Willow, I mean, it'd be a historic basketball year for the Bears to have the Bears and the Lady Bears both with an all-time leading scorer in Willow.
Right.
I mean, that's a lot of history.
That is a lot of history.
The two highest scorers in Willow history in the same year break that record. That would be pretty remarkable. And like I said, Colby is definitely on the pace to do it. In fact, it may happen in the Sparta tournament or soon after. And what a moment that would be for him to break his dad's record. I mean, that's going to be a special moment whenever that happens. So something to keep an eye on as we go a little deeper into the season. We mentioned the Sparta tournament, and looking ahead, that's, we'll have next week. The Bears will be on the road at Gainesville on Tuesday and then home against a good Mansfield team next Friday night. And I would encourage folks to come out to that game as well, as all the gate money for that game will go to the Hall family, Scarlett Hall, a member of that that school. And her dad is the superintendent at Mansfield, and I'm sure most people are familiar with that story. But that's an opportunity that a lot of teams are doing this season when they host Mansfield. All the gate money is going to the Hall family. So if you can, next Friday night, be sure to come out to Mumford Gym, and you can give a little extra gate money if you want to, and help the Hall family out. I know our community is say a lot of things about Willow, but when people are in need, I know Willow
they
is going to step up and deliver, and I hope you would do that next Friday night when the Mansfield Lions come to town.
Also, another reason to be there is because Mansfield, I think my memory is short-term sometimes. I forget, but my long-term memory, I remember last year in the Sparta tournament. So, anyway, we'll talk about that more later.
Good basketball between those two teams. We're going to take a break for the national anthem, come back in 90 seconds. 90-second time away for the national anthem. You're listening to Bear Basketball on KUKU.
Your hometown grocer in downtown Willow Springs is now Cash Saver, and it's good news for your wallet. Cash Saver is groceries at cost plus 10%, a pricing format that saves you money every time you shop. You'll still find fresh meats with a full-time butcher, fresh produce, and the same friendly local service you trust. Starting January 1st, Cash Saver will be open 6 a.m. to 8 p.m. 7 days a week. Same hometown store, smarter savings, G&W Foods Cash Saver, downtown at Willow Springs.
If you have 10 minutes and online access, you're ready to open a new checking or savings account with West Plains Bank and Trust Company. Already a customer? Just log into digital banking and click Add an Account, making the switch to West Plains Bank and Trust Company. Welcome. Simply visit westplainsbank.com and click Open Account. 24/7 convenience, FDIC insured, free debit card and e-statements. It's simple and convenient to open your account online with West Plains Bank and Trust Company. Member FDIC.
I thought college was out of reach. Too expensive, too risky, too much debt. Then I found Missouri State University, West Plains. Lower tuition, real support, real chances. A real affordable possibility. Now I'm building a future without burying my family in bills. Where do I want to be tomorrow? Confident, moving forward, and without a mountain of debt.
Missouri State, West Plains. New beginnings, endless possibilities.
Now, back to Willow Springs Bear Sports on KUKU 100.3.
Welcome back to Houston. Willow Springs Bears and the Houston Tigers getting set for battle in an SCA conference matchup on a Friday night, the 16th of January. And with the starting lineups and the play-by-play of tonight's game, here's Marty Smith.
Thank you, Larry, and finish marking our starters really quick, and of course there's a number we don't have on the roster, so we'll try to listen to the PA announcer and get that. It'll be the Bears announced first in their road maroon jerseys with the white trim. Good amount of were out on hand from Willow tonight, made the short trip to Houston to the relatively new gym here at Houston. It's a pretty facility. Colby James, number one, senior, announced first. Number two is sophomore Caden Lee. Number three is junior Brady James. Number five, senior Holt McGinnis. Then number 15 is junior Brody Thompson, the typical starting five for Coach Forrest. And the Willow Springs Bears coming in with a record of 10-4 on the season. The Houston Tigers, 6-7 on the season, wearing their home white with the red and black trim. The Red Tigers will start number two with the freshman Carson McCain. Number three is their standout senior, 5'11". DJ Riley. Number 11 is 5'11" junior Dylan Shelton. There's the one I don't have. He changed his number from number 4 to number 21, 5'11" junior senior Staden Guerra. And then number 25 is 6'5 senior Gavin Daly. Daly, Guerra, Riley, the three seniors, Shelton the junior, and Carson McCain, 6'2 freshman for the Houston Tigers, the starting five for Houston. There's the Tigers' first SBA game for either team. It's a good opportunity to start off the conference with a win. They did the girls game last night. That was the third conference game for the Bears and the Bobcats. But boys tipping off their conference tonight. Houston wins for tip, and we're underway from Texas County. DJ Riley across midcourt. Bears starting a man defense. Guerra throws it to the free throw line. Pivots, gives it right side. Three ball coming, and it is an air ball save. The right to the Bears. Willow coming quickly back the other way in transition. Colby James, crossover, left side. Jumper is no good. Rims out, rebound for the Tigers. They've got some size in Daly, the 6'5 senior. They'll move it ahead to Shelton. Shelton gets it to Riley up top. He'll swing it right side for Guerra. Underneath, get it on the baseline for Shelton. Shelton in the corner has it tipped away, stolen by Thompson. James brings it back down court, sets it up in the offense for the Bears to Brady James. Back out on top to Colby, and in the corner they go. Brady's going to take a three, and it's off the mark. Rebound Houston. Fast break on the break. They go up and in. Guerra with the basket for the Tigers. Amazing attack there. Full court pressure by Houston. They're up 2-0 early. Bears break it. Get it down low. Thompson, nice pass to McGinnis. Count it and one. Thompson to McGinnis, and the Bears are on the board, and Holt will go to the line for a chance at a three-point play.
Can't see who that foul's on. It's on the big guy. The inside guy, Daly, he picks up the personal foul.
McGinnis. Free throw is up, and it is good. Rattles in, and it's a 3-2 lead for Willow. Tigers with Riley bringing it to the front court. Fakes the pass, picks up the dribble. He'll throw it right side for Guerra. Gives it to the big guy underneath in the paint. Jumper is off the mark by Daly. Rebound Bears. James ahead to Lee. Caden on the right side. Going to go baseline. Give it to Thompson. Little floater goes down. And the Bears are up 5-2. Bears applying a little pressure with Caden Lee in the backcourt. But the Tigers will break it. Get it down the floor. McCain loses the handle on it. It's loose. McCain gets it back. Got a one-on-two. Loses it again. Tigers fall on it. Jump ball is called. And possession arrow will go to the Bears.
Well, we should have had that turnover two times before that, but just couldn't come away with it.
Bears in the backcourt. Tigers give the pressure. Brady James, a one-on-three. Little floater in the paint. Goes down. Brady got the angle, and the Bears are up 7-2. DJ Riley pushes it ahead. Gets it to Guerra on the right wing. Holds it above his head. Colby comes out to guard him and strips it. takes it away. One on two with his brother. Colby will take it himself. Missed it. Got his own rebound. Reverse layup. Count it for one. Worked out for the senior. Missed the first attempt, but has a chance for a three-point play.
First points of the night for Toby. Bears have put the scoring, have scattered it out on four different players that have scored so far in the ball game. That's always good.
Free throw is good, and a timeout for Houston. 5:36 to go first quarter. Bears on a 10-0 run. Lead at 10-2. Back in 30 seconds, you're listening to Bear Basketball on KUKU.
Selling the American dream one home at a time. Monarch Realty. Monarch Realty.
This is Solomon Cornelius, owner broker of Monarch Realty. At Monarch Realty, we work with many others in the industry, lenders, inspectors, title companies, and yes, other realtors, to provide professional real estate services for both buyers and sellers. How you're treated matters. Why not be treated like royalty?
Now back to Willow Springs Bears Sports on KUKU 100.3.
5:36 left to go in the first quarter. Bears up 10-2 and on a 10-0 run. Bears going to fly press. Tigers break it, find a man underneath, but he's right underneath the basket. Bailey throws it up, but it's partially blocked. Bears take it away. Colby wants to run with it. Lobs it left side for Lee. Caden open. He'll skip it across to Colby. Take a three right side. Got it. Colby from beyond the arc. Bears on a 13-0 run. Lead at 13-2 and a official timeout.
Need something from the locker room. I don't know what it is, but one of the Houston players on the bench went scurrying for the locker room, so we'll see what that's all about.
Tigers will take it inbound at midcourt to Riley at the logo. Riley looking for a screen. Free throw line. Pull-up jumper is good.
DJ's in the book. 13-4. Willow by 9. 5 minutes to go, first quarter.
Colby shades to the left side. His pass tipped, deflected, and taken away. Tigers 2-on-2 break. Riley to the left block to the basket, left it short. Colby takes away the rebound. Colby with a full head of steam to the block, to the basket, off the glass, won't go. Rebound Houston. Colby looking for some contact, didn't get the whistle. Brady pushes it away at midcourt. Brady with the steal to the block, to the basket, layup is good. And the Bears go up by 11. 15-4 in the backcourt. DJ Riley is the Bears' retreat. DJ will bring it across midcourt. Top of the key. Riley picks up the dribble. Fires it to McCain. Back up top, right side. Tigers throw it into traffic. Throw it away, out of bounds. Turnover on Houston. Back to the Bears.
They've only had three turnovers, but their ball handling has caused them some problems.
Griffin Aaron, the 5'11 freshman, in the ball game for the Tigers. Caden Lee, right side. Tigers flip into a 2-3 zone. Brady James in the corner. Brady keeps the dribble. Throws the Colby volleyball line three. Rims out. Rebound Thompson underneath. Brody goes back up with it. Puts it up and in. It hung on the rim, but falls through. Bears lead it 17-4. Riley across midcourt. DJ picks up the dribble. Flips it into the corner for Shelton. Shelton travels, and another turnover for the Tigers. We played 4.5 minutes. How many times did the Tigers turn it over?
Well, only four times.
Okay. Seems like more than that.
Yeah, well, they haven't handled the ball well.
Bears.
Or the Bears, down the floor. The Bears' active hands have had a part in that.
Colby across midcourt. Brady holds it in front of the Tiger bench. He'll lob it to Colby. Colby gets fouled hard.
Yeah.
By Shelton. Went over the back looking for the steal. And the Bears will take it out of bounds on the baseline. With 3:21 to go. First quarter, Willow leading 17-4. First time the Bears have been here since the district tournament a year ago. We won't talk about that semifinal game. Bears play the Liberty Eagles. Colby on the right side, holds it above his head, looks in, he'll flip it left side for Thompson. Thompson in the corner, draws the defense, fires it to Lee on the right wing. Back to Colby left side. Colby takes off, left block, gets blocked. Ball loose, tipped, and McGinnis comes away with it. Holt to the paint, to the basket, lays it up, missed it. Colby with the rebound, put it up and in. Bears relentless there and get the basket. Go up by 15. 19-4 is the Willow lead. Riley at the logo. Lee out to guard it. Go through it left side for McCain. Kane looking for a screen. They're going to get Brady James for the foul. That's Willow's first foul of the night.
Brady was looking to get the steal there and get a little over-aggressive. James Dean checks into the lineup for the Bears. First action he's seen tonight.
McGinnis comes out. 2.5 minutes to go, first quarter. Riley will trigger the inbound on the baseline. Looks to lob it in. Said he'll bounce it to Shelton. Shelton goes inside, right block. Blocked from behind by Brady James, but they're going to get him for another foul. And Brady's got two fouls in the last 10 seconds, and he's going to have to take a seat on the bench. That'll send the freshman Griffin Aaron to the line, shooting a couple of free throws here. First one is good. And coming into the ball game is one of two Bear freshmen that might see some varsity time. But I'd say Caden Adams, wearing number 13 for the Bears. A good Willow number. Free throw is good. Aaron makes them both, but it's 19-6. With 2:20 left to go, first quarter. Bears back on offense. Into the corner. Adams will take a three. Buries it. Welcome to the game, Caden Adams.
Thank you, Caden.
Checks in, hits a quick three, and the Bears go up 22-6. Riley across midcourt. Picked up by Lee. Might have got away with a double dribble there. Dribbling through traffic. Nearly falls down at the free throw line. He'll lob it back to Daly. Daly bounces it in traffic. It's out of bounds off the hands of McCain. Turnover on the Tigers.
That's turnover number five.
1:52 to go, first quarter. Bears leading by 16. Colby will bring it down the floor. Looks over at Coach Forrest. Brings it across the timeline. Colby to Lee at midcourt. Thompson left side. Back up top, Lee to Colby right side. Long three off the mark. Rebound. Houston. Tigers want to push it. Get it ahead to DJ Riley. He's got a one-on-four. Pull-up three is an air ball out of bounds. Saved, though, by Houston. Tigers with great efforts there. They'll get it back right side. Three ball is off the mark. Rebound on the block. They'll tip it back. And shot up from the free throw line off balance. No good. And the Bears come away with the board. Caden Lee going to go baseline. Sandwich looking for a foul. No whistle. Shot up. No good. And the Tigers come away with the board. Lots of shooting, not much scoring here in the last minute. Riley to the block, has it stripped, and they're going to call Lee for the foul. That'll be the third team foul on the Bears. And Houston will take it out of bounds on the baseline. Tigers' numbers are a little off. They've got a 22 in the game we don't have a name for. So we'll try to pick that up for you as we go. He was the guy that took a couple of three-pointers on that last possession. Riley will end down there. He is 22, holding it above his head. Gets it to Daly at the free throw line. He falls down and loses
Bears,
the ball.
Bears picked up
by Adams. Adams with some quick hands on the baseline. Gives it to Colby. Bears looking for more. Colby to Lee on the right side. 37 seconds to go, first quarter. See if the Bears want to play for the last shot. Nah. Colby, free throw line jumper is good.
That shot was just... He had to take it.
It's there, and it's one of Colby's favorite shots. 24-6 is the Bear lead. Adams, or rather, McCain gets loose, lays it up and in for the Tigers. 24-8. There isn't much clip on that one.
We had nobody on the baseline.
McCain got an easy layup. Colby with three. Pulls up for three, missed it, rebounded. The buzzer is not in time. And that'll be at the end of the first quarter from Houston. Willow leads the Tigers 24-8. We'll be back in 60 seconds. You're listening to Bear Basketball on KUKU.
It is the mission of Cox Health Center in Willow Springs to be the best for the community we serve by showing safety, compassion, respect, and integrity. As part of that mission, our nurse practitioners are offering extended hours on most days beginning at 7:30 a.m. Our mission, vision, and values are at the core of everything we do every day. Cox Health Center in Willow Springs, located on Main Street next to Booster Field.
Life is loud, chaotic, hilarious, and occasionally peaceful. Your life fits you, so why settle for life insurance that fits someone else? At Shelter Insurance, our local agents help you design a personal protection plan backed by award-winning customer service. We're your shield. We're your shelter. Shelter Life Insurance Company, Columbia, Missouri.
For all your auto, home, life, and business insurance needs, see Shelter Insurance agent Robert Hollis.
Now, back to Willow Springs Bears Sports on KUKU 100.3.
Second quarter getting underway here. Bears leading the Houston Tigers by a score of 24-8. Tigers will have the ball as we start the second quarter.
An offensive start for the Bears, 24 points in the first quarter. Houston got a couple of gimme baskets there at the end. Coach Forrest probably like to just to tighten up a little bit, but not too much to be upset about after quarter number one here.
Dayton Adams with a great play to try to steal it, and he does. Dayton went sliding into the trash can and threw it off of a Tiger out of bounds, and the Bears will get possession. So put a star by that one. Good hustle by the freshman. Really known for his scoring, but good defensive effort that time by Adams. McGinnis in front of the Houston bench. Gets the lead. Colby on the right side. Holds it above his head. McGinnis in the corner. One arms it back to Lee. Houston staying in his zone defense. Lee at the logo. McGinnis comes out to get it. Back to Lee at midcourt. Lobs it to McGinnis at the high post. Back to Adams. He'll leave it for Friga on the baseline. Loses the handle on it. Gets it back. Gets the McGinnis shot up. No, but he's fouled. And Holt will go to the line shooting a couple. That wasn't pretty at all for the Bears. But do have a chance to get some points out of it.
It was just flat ugly underneath the basket there by the Bears. But despite their mishandling the ball, they managed to hang on to the possession and get a trip to the free throw line. Foul on number 10.
McGinnis' free throw was good. That'll be Griffin Aaron, the freshman.
Yeah, okay.
Not only are some of the numbers wrong on the program, they're not in numerical order.
Nope.
Second free throw is good. 26-8. Is the Willow lead. D.J. Riley across midcourt for the Tigers. D.J. at the logo. One-on-one. Caden Lee takes him to the free throw line. Gets into the paint. Off-balance jumper is good. Great shot by the senior. Gets Houston in double digits. Cuts the Bear lead to 16. Colby across midcourt. Give it to Lee on the right side. In the corner. McGinnis back out to Lee. Colby at the logo, takes off, pull-up jumper, off the mark, rebound Friga underneath, dropped it low, though, and it's taken away by Riley. DJ, layup, good. Riley with a straight steal and a layup off a Bear turnover. Lee in the corner, Adams back to Caden, up top to Colby. Colby, off-balance jumper left side, nothing but net. Just inside the three-point arc from the left wing, Colby puts the Bears up by 16. 6 minutes to go first half. Riley across the timeline. Gabe to the left side. One arms a great pass into Daly, but he can't finish. And Frigg is there for the rebound. Daly had a great opportunity, just didn't connect. Bears bring it down the floor. Adams with a head fake in the corner. He'll give it back to Lee, up top to Colby. Colby, free throw line, jumper, good. Colby's feeling the long range jumper. Two more for the senior. Bears back up by 18.
Bears not letting that zone.
Riley to the basket on the other end. He just took off to the block, gets it all the way to the basket.
Bears not letting that zone deter from their offensive performance. They're stepping inside and taking the short jumpers and making them.
Adams in the corner for the Bears. Leading 30-14. McGinnis on the left side. Lee back to Adams in the corner.
checking inside, gives it to Lee, who gets trapped. Back to Adams, open three, missed it off the back of the rim. Rebound, there's a foul on Striga. That'll be the first team foul on the Bears this quarter. Going for the rebound. Grady with the bump, and Dean will come back in. Adams also leaves the game as Brady James comes back out there. BJ's had a rest with picked up two fouls in about 10 seconds late in the first quarter. Nearing the halfway point in quarter number two.
Riley's had all 6 points for the Tigers this quarter.
Tigers for three, no good, but they run the rebound down, and they'll get the reset. Lob it into the paint. It's taken away by James Dean. Dean flips it ahead to Colby. To the rack, layup good. Dean to James, and it's 32-14. Bears, 4.5 minutes to go. And here's Brady James intercepting the pass. Push it ahead to Big Brother. Layup is good. Brady, a good interception. Had to air it out for that one. Bears with a transition bucket. Tigers, right side. They'll bounce it to the baseline. Get it to Daly. Slapped away by Colby. Picked up by Dean. And then Colby loses it at the midcourt stripe. Riley on the other end. Fouled on the floor. And the Tigers will take it out of bounds with 4:05 to go in the second quarter.
Lots of action out there, Marty.
Thompson checks in for McGinnis.
The foul is on McGinnis, his first.
Good for his. Using his bench quite a bit here in the first half. Up by 20, 34-14. Riley, long inbound pass out to the locust. Tigers give it right back to him. Caden Lee's done a pretty good job on Riley so far tonight. DJ bounce pass tipped away by Thompson. Brody going to try to go coast to coast. Layup is good. Thompson with a steal on the basket. 36-14 is the Bear lead, and a near backcourt, and it is backcourt. Another turnover on the Tigers. Aaron tried to go back to Riley, and DJ wasn't at the half-court stripe quite yet.
They're starting to mount up. Turnovers are for Houston. They've got 12 now in the ballgame.
Still 3.5 minutes to go until halftime here in Houston. Brady James in front of the Houston bench. They'll work it around the arc, give it back to Brady. Open three in the corner, missed it off the back of the rim. Colby's got the rebound, jumper good from the paint. And a timeout by Houston. 3:25 to go, second quarter. Ball Willow, 38-14 is your score. Back in 30 seconds, you're listening to Bear Basketball on KUKU.
From your first paycheck to your first home, starting your own business, or celebrating your retirement. We're here for all of life's important moments. At Simmons Bank, our modern banking solutions make managing your finances effortless and efficient, so you can focus on what matters most. Simmons Bank, proud supporter of the moments that matter. SimmonsBank.com, member FDIC, equal housing lender, all accounts subject to approval.
Now back to Willow Springs Bear Sports on KUKU 100.3.
Back in Houston, the Bears leading the Tigers 38-14, and we're only about halfway through this second quarter of play. So Bears have turned it up, forced the Houston Tigers into 12 turnovers, and that's resulted in some easy baskets for the Bears. Houston has the ball as we resume play. Riley brings it down the floor.
22 is Guerra, as Colby picks it at the midcourt stripe. Layup is good. Another turnover for the Tigers and another easy basket for the Bears. Guerra had some blood on his jersey earlier. That's why he's wearing a new number. And here's another steal by the Bears. It's happening so quick, we can't keep up. Brady James, right block to the basket. Ooh, just rimmed out. But he does draw the foul, and Brady will go shoot a couple of free throws with the Bears leading 40-14.
Okay, so now Guerra has gone from 21 to 22.
Yeah.
And he started at number 3 or 4, whatever it was.
Right. He was number 4 in the program. He's now wearing 22. Brady's free throw is too hard off the back of the rim. No good. Checking in for the Tigers is number 33, which we also don't have a number 4. I'm going to guess that's a Volk. Listed at 31, and almost about the right size. Hudson Volk, the junior for the Tigers. James' second free throw is good. Makes 1 of 2. 41-14, 3 minutes to go in the first half. Tigers trying to hold on to the ball as Colby knocks it out of bounds on the sideline. As Guerra held it out there. Guerra's taking a lot of three-point shots, and I think they'd like to kind of free him up maybe for some more threes. There's Guerra on the right wing. Fadeaway jumper is no good. Rebound tipped and controlled by Lee. Lee ahead to Brady James. Brady, right block, fadeaway shot, no good, but Dean with the follow lays it up and in.
That was pretty. Big move going off the skill there.
Puts the Bears up 43-14. Tigers on the other end. Reverse layup on the baseline is good. Great move by Carson McCain, the freshman. Lee on the right side. Bounces to Brady James. Out to Lee for three. Missed it. Rebound tips, and Guerra controls it. Guerra, one on two to the block. Swatted by Cade Blakey. Coming in late, Lee with the block out of bounds. It'll sit with the Tigers. 2:14 to go. Second quarter. Bears leading 43-16. Tigers will inbound on the baseline. But before that, Griffin Aaron is going to tie his shoe. Now he's good, and he'll trigger the inbound. Aaron right to Caden Lee, and another steal for the Bears. Ahead to James Dean. Dean was going for it, and he traveled. Thought about it, thought he had a little space, but shuffled his feet a little bit to set up for that dunk.
That's going
to
get him out of the ball game.
Coach Forrest with a half smile, half don't do that look. And the Tigers will take it back after the Bear turnover. DJ Riley, top of the key to the free throw line. Stripped by Lee. Ahead to Colby. Colby, layup good. Automatic. The Bears back up by 29.
16 turnovers by the Tigers.
DJ Riley up top with a minute 45 to go in the half. Riley takes off right side, picks up his dribble, can't get a shot off. Backdoor cut, shot up, no good by Aaron, and a rebound for the Bears. Colby into the corner. Thompson for three. Missed it. Skims the rim. Lee with the rebound. Left wing jumper off the mark. Rebound Riley and the Tigers. Riley wants to run with it. Riley to the block over James. No. Brady with the partial block there. And Brady Frigga comes away with the rebound. Lee to Brady. James for three. Got it. Another Manette. BJ with the three. And it's a 48-16 lead for the Bears. Under a minute to go in the half. Riley at the logo. DJ to the right side, and there's a foul on Lee as he went up for the shot. Dayton with a little hand check. That's worked several times tonight and gotten him a steal, but this time it results in a foul. And it will send Riley to the free throw line shooting a couple. That's the third team foul on the Bears.
Second personal on Lee.
DJ Riley, free throw is in and out. No good. Riley, just a tremendous athlete for the Tigers in football. He absolutely went off. I think he had like five or six touchdowns against the Bears. It was
a quick counting after four, I think.
He absolutely dominated. Good basketball player as well for Houston. Second free throw is no good. Rebound, Frigga had it, then it fell out of his hands, and the Tigers come away with it. Get it to Riley, put it up, no good. Rebound tip, loose, McGinnis gets it on the run, hands it to Adams for three, got it. Caden Adams, his second three of the game. Bears go up 51-16. Riley to the free throw line, got bumped by Adams, and the Tigers will take it out of bounds on the baseline.
First foul on Adams.
The big lead, and
they got a lot
that
of kids.
Bench is probably going to get really expanded in the second half.
Yeah, in fact, three of their starters are on the bench now.
Yeah. Riley to inbound to Guerra. Guerra on the left side. Fake shot, put it up in the paint. No good. Rebound tipped. Riley comes away with it. 20 seconds to play in the half. Riley will bring it back out to the logo and reset. gets to the free throw line, spins off balance, jumper rattles in. It's shot by Riley. 8 seconds to go in the half. Adams ahead to Thompson. Thompson in the corner. Three ball is no good by Bennett. Adams with the rebound at the buzzer. No. And that will bring us to the half. Bears will head to the locker room, leading Houston 51-18 at the break. We'll come back and give you some halftime stats and look ahead to the next couple of weeks in Bear basketball in 3 minutes. It's halftime from Houston. Willow with a 33-point lead. Back in three, you're listening to Bear basketball on KUKU.
The Ozarks Healthcare team cares about your athlete's health. That's why there's a doctor on call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, to care for the unpredictable injuries. Ozarks Healthcare has a team of 8 orthopedic, spine, and podiatry providers to care for your athletes. The OZH team sends best wishes to all athletes for safe play and exceptional sportsmanship. For more information about OZH Podiatry as well as OZH Orthopedic and Spine, visit www.ozarkshealthcare.com.
Think about 2026, the work you will do, the places you will go, and the miles you will drive. A new Chevy or GMC truck from Bailey Chevrolet GMC is built to handle all of it with the strength, comfort, and reliability you can count on every day.
This is John Bailey inviting you to come on over and experience the Bailey Factor.
Bailey Chevy and GMC, home of the Bailey Factor.
In the heart of the Ozarks, your vehicle is more than just a means of transportation. It's a statement of your personal style. At Frigga Tire, we understand that the right set of rims can transform your ride from ordinary to extraordinary. Whether you're cruising through town or tackling the back roads, our stylish rims are designed to make your vehicle stand out, reflecting your unique personality and taste. So why settle for the everyday when you can turn heads wherever you go? Frigga Tire. Style your ride.
I thought college was out of reach. Too expensive, too risky, too much debt. Then I found Missouri State University, West Plains. Lower tuition, real support, real chances. A real affordable possibility. Now I'm building a future without burying my family in bills. Where do I want to be tomorrow? Confident, moving forward, and without a mountain of debt.
Missouri State, West Plains. New beginnings, endless possibilities.
Steve Airy knows what it takes to be a winner. That's why he chose Solomon Cornelius and his team of experienced agents.
How you're treated matters. If there's one thing I know, you can count on Corn. Monarch Realty, 417-469-2869 or 417-264-2330.
It is the mission of Cox Health Center in Willow Springs to be the best for the community we serve by showing safety, compassion, respect, and integrity. As part of that mission, our nurse practitioners are offering extended hours on most days beginning at 7:30 a.m. Our mission, vision, and values are at the core of everything we do every day. Cox Health Center in Willow Springs, located on Main Street next to Booster Field.
Now, back to Willow Springs Bear Sports on KUKU 100.3.
And welcome back to Houston, Missouri. Nice facility they have here. And nice facility to entertain folks. And Bears have been thoroughly entertained as they have a 51-18 lead at the break over the Houston Tigers. It's been a scoring plethora for the Bears. They have been up and down the floor at a feverish pace that forced the Tigers into 16 turnovers in the first half. I don't know if that's a record or not, but that's a lot of turnovers that the Bears have forced. Here's the way the scoring went in the first half for the Bears. Kobe James leads the way. The senior has 24 unofficially. I lost a couple of points somewhere in there, but I think they were Kobe. And Brady James has 7 points for McGinnis, 6 for Adams off the bench, and I think Adams was 2 for 2.
Two for three.
And 6 points for Thompson and 2 points for Dean. Caden Lee didn't get in the scorebook. He
only shot once that I recall, but that's a big first half for the Bears. Scoring for the Houston Tigers on the other side of the ledger, they're led by D.J. Riley, who has 10. Then it's Guerra, who has 2. McCain has 4. And Aaron has 2. And again, that's the big stat, team stat that really jumps out at you is the turnovers. 16 by the Houston Tigers to only 4 for the Willow Springs Bears. As far as rebounds go, the Bears out rebounding the Tigers 16-9. That's scoring in the first half and the team stat. A lot of those turnovers leading directly to points for the Bears as well. A lot of transition baskets, which is exactly what you want for Coach Forrest. And now an opportunity maybe in the second half to play some of these JV guys that didn't get a chance to play a game tonight. So that's what we'll look for in the second half. The Bears already running back out on the floor. They're going to get some work in while the Tigers are out there too. So
yeah, okay.
They're out with still about 4.5 minutes to go until the third quarter.
Those coaches didn't have much to say.
I guess not. Don't forget about Gentlemen Gyms. Anytime you need a tow, call 417-934-6594. Gentlemen Gyms. We don't want you to have that problem, but inevitably you will. So, Gentlemen Gyms, 417-934-6594. Coming up in Bear Basketball next week, Tuesday night, we will be on the road to Gainesville. That's a long and winding road with about 4 different options of how to get to Gainesville. And hopefully a lot of Bear fans will.
None are real good.
Nope, make that trip. And that'll be Tuesday, Friday. Again, the Mansfield game, all the proceeds at the gate will go to the Hall family during that game. And definitely want a lot of people to come out and give generously on Friday night to help that family out and watch a good basketball game between the Bears and the Lions on Friday. And then the following week, the Bears will be in the Sparta tournament, where that was probably the most dramatic week of basketball of the year for the Bears. That was a wild week where they had a last-second buzzer beater to beat Sparta in the first game. They had to really turn it on to beat Blue Eye in the semifinals.
Yeah.
And then the championship game with Mansfield, that was, I think, the third time the Bears had played the Lions that year, and it ended up being a very close game with a controversial call at the end, and the Lions won. Anyway, it's an entertaining tournament, I guess.
It was one that's forever burned into my memory, and because of the excitement of it, especially that championship game, and I don't think you were there.
Katie was there for that.
Katie was alongside.
Yes.
And we looked at each other a couple of times for that one. It was a dandy ball game, but one that we just didn't win.
Bears will be the number 2 seed in that tournament this year. Last year was kind of an odd seeded tournament. This year it is really loaded. It's maybe a little odd, but it's loaded with good small schools. Sparta is the 1 seed. Willow the 2. Billings the 3. And Galena the 4. So those are 2 small schools with really good teams. Mansfield is the 5. That's a good Mansfield team sitting at 5.
I don't understand that. I think Mansfield's probably better than that, but I don't know. I don't know anything about Galena and Billings either.
Ava sitting at 6, and Blue Eye is 7. Gainesville's a pretty good 8 in that tournament. Now, Willow the 2 will take off Blue Eye. That's a week from Monday at 7 o'clock in the Sparta Invitational. The girls, Lady Bears, have a bit of a week off. They don't play again until Thursday night, and they will be home to take on the Hollister Lady Diamond. We're about ready for the second half. We'll come back in 60 seconds for the third quarter. Bears leading at halftime 51-18. Back in 60, you're listening to Bear Basketball on KUKU.
Hi, this is Taylor Grubaugh with Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet, Buick, and GMC in West Plains. Growing up here in the Ozarks, my grandfather and dad both taught me the true meaning of an honest deal that always ended with a handshake. So visit Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet, Buick, and GMC in West Plains, where a handshake still means something.
Together, let's drive to Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet, Buick, and GMC.
And get great buys from nice guys.
Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet in West Plains.
If you have 10 minutes and online access, you're ready to open a new checking or savings account with West Plains Bank and Trust Company. Already a customer? Just log into digital banking and click Add an Account, making the switch to West Plains Bank and Trust Company. Welcome! Simply visit westplainsbank.com and click Open Account. 24/7 convenience, FDIC insured, free debit card and e-statements. It's simple and convenient to open your account online with West Plains Bank and Trust Company. Member FDIC.
Now back to Willow Springs Bears Sports on KUKU 100.3.
Back at Houston, we're underway. DJ Riley blocked, went up with it. Say it was tipped, and now a travel called on the Tigers.
Maybe a makeup
start of the third quarter with a turnover, and Guerra gives it back. The Bears will have it. Starters are all out there, at least for the time being. For the Bears, as we start the third quarter, Willow leading 51-18. McGinnis in the corner. Rotates it out to Colby into the corner. Lee with a head fake. Drives in. Off-balance jumper is short. Rebound Tigers. Shelton comes away with the rebound. Shelton will bring it across midcourt to the top of the key. Throws it into traffic, and it's picked off by Lee. Caden fouled as he went up for the shot, and he'll go to the line to shoot a couple of free throws.
Well, Caden just hasn't been in the book tonight, so
here's his chance.
It's time for Caden to get in the book.
Defensively, Lee has done a great job tonight. Yeah. He's created a lot of those turnovers. He, Brady, Colby, those three have probably been responsible for the majority of the turnovers tonight. Free throw is good, as Lee just about fell over the line, but got it to go through. And he's in the scoring column. One of those games you'd like everybody to score.
Mm-hmm.
Second free throw by Lee is good. 53-18 is the Bear lead. 7:15 to go third quarter from Houston. First SCA conference game of the year for the Bears. Riley, top of the key. Working on Brody Thompson. He'll get it to the block, off the glass, and good. Riley had to work for it, but got it to go down. Colby on the right wing for the Bears. He'll shade up to the logo, give it to Lee on the right side. Houston staying in the zone defense. Brady flips it into McGinnis, off the glass and in. Good job by Brady, unselfish play. He had an open three in the corner, but he faked it and then found McGinnis wide open for the easy two. Here comes a three by Guerra. It's off the mark. Rebound Brady James. He'll hand it to Colby. Down the floor to Lee. Has the strip taken away by DJ Riley. Riley wants to roll with it, but as he wants to spin, McGinnis slaps it away, and the Bears have another turnover. Colby splits the defense. Free throw line floater goes down.
One-handed.
Colby. So smooth, makes everything look easy. Tigers across midcourt. Riley one-arms it to the left side for McCain. Three ball is good. Carson McCain, the freshman. The big three. Gives the Tiger fans something to cheer about. Colby on the other end. So Lee, open three in the corner. Got it. James to Lee, and it's 60-23 Bears. McCain, give it to Riley up top. Riley into the corner. McCain goes through his hands, and Brady James there to pick it off, but then DJ Riley takes it back at midcourt. Riley, free throw line jumper, no good. Rebound comes out long to Lee. Give it to Colby, to Brady, to the block, lays it up and in. Lee and the James brothers sit at 62-23. Bears up big. Riley at the logo. He'll lob it into Daly at the free throw line. Pitch it out to Guerra. Guerra to Daly. Gets to the block. Fadeaway jumper goes down. Nice shot by the 6'5 Daly for the Tigers. Dolby. The logo, Brady, fakes three, gives it inside to his brother, underhand shot is good. Actually went through Thompson first,
yeah.
And Colby with the finish. 4:40 to go third quarter. Bears up 64-25. Guerra, long three from in front of his bench, and he buries it.
That's about his, I think at least his fourth time to shoot. He finally got one to go down.
That was maybe the longest of the bunch. Here's Thompson in the paint. Jumper won't go. Rebound McGinnis. Put it up. No, but fouled him. Holt falls to the floor. Lee there to pick him up, and McGinnis will go to the free throw line to shoot a couple of free throws with 4:17 to go in the third quarter.
Third personal foul on Shelton for the Tigers. McGinnis at the line for the night has had he's played a lot. He's got 7 points.
Free throw is good.
Big Thompson come out. Big Smooth comes in to replace Thompson.
Bears did not bring their entire JV with them tonight. Second free throw is good. But there are some guys down there who have not seen playing time yet.
Yep.
66-28 is the Bear lead halfway through the third quarter. Riley will walk it across midcourt. Over the defense. Bears have been in man defense the entire night. Riley to the free throw line. Gets left. Blocked. Scoop shot is good. Great move by the senior. Tigers hit 30.
They scored 12 points in this quarter.
Brady James in the corner for three. In and out. Rebound tip. Colby's got it. Put it up. No, but he's fouled. Colby will go to the line and shoot a couple of free throws. Daly picks up the foul. It's his third team foul on the Tigers this quarter. They've been a little bit more aggressive this half. Free throw is good by Colby James. For next week, we'll try to get Colby's overall point total for you. It's worth watching as we go forward. Second free throw is no good. Rebound tips out of bounds off Dean. And it will go to the Tigers. Bears leading 67-30. Riley will bring it across midcourt, met by Kate Lane. Looks for a screen. It takes off. Tips it left side for Aaron. Aaron loses it on the baseline. Tips out of bounds by McGinnis. It'll stay with the Tigers. Volk checks in for Houston, replacing Davis. Riley inbound. The corner three ball is up. No good. Rebound out of bounds off Houston. Back to the Bears. Kane with the miss. Riga checks in for McGinnis with 3:25 to go in the third quarter. Unless the Tigers can mount a big rally here late in the third quarter, the turbo clock will be on. Colby's going to pull up for three. No good. He chases down his own rebound, but then has it stripped away by Riley. Riley down the floor. Leaves it for his man underneath. Lays it up and in. Carson Kane. Good ball movement by the Tigers. 67-32. 35-point lead for the Bears. Tigers trying to mount a rally and make sure that turbo clock is off. Colby for three, left side, no good. Houston with the rebound. Riley gets fouled by Brady James, and the Tigers will take it out of bounds on the sideline. And the Bears gotten a little loose here in the third quarter, which is expected, but also allowing Tigers to put together some runs. Here comes another three in the corner by McCain. Missed it this time. Rebound tipped out long to Colby. Colby's off to the races. To the basket, layup is good. 69-32, 2.5 minutes to go, third quarter. Riley, pull up three, right side is short. Rebound loose on the floor. Frigga's got it, trying to get rid of it. And a timeout called by Coach Forrest to preserve the possession. 2:26 to go, third quarter. Willow leads 69-32. Back in 30 seconds, you're listening to Bear Basketball on KUKU.
Life is loud, chaotic, hilarious, and occasionally peaceful. Your life fits you, so why settle for life insurance that fits someone else? At Shelter Insurance, our local agents help you design a personal protection plan backed by award-winning customer service. We're your shield. We're your shelter. Shelter Life Insurance Company, Columbia, Missouri.
For all your auto, home, life, and business insurance needs, see Shelter Insurance agent Robert Hollis.
Now, back to Willow Springs Bears Sports on KUKU 100.3.
Bears up 69-32 late in the third quarter. Bears have the ball as we resume action
Caden Lee lobs it over to Brady James on the left side. Back to Caden at the logo. Lee puts it on the floor, looks underneath, lobs it to Frigga on the baseline. Frigga puts it up short. James Dean with the follow lays it up and in. The big guys working underneath the basket for the Bears. Lula goes up 71-32. Tigers get it to Riley at the logo. Throw it to Guerra. Long three is an air ball out of bounds, and the ball will go back to the Bears. Guerra not afraid to shoot. He's only connected one.
And that was in this quarter.
Tigers with their best offensive quarter of the night.
Yeah. Almost got as many points this quarter as they had in the half.
Perfect. Caden Adams into the ball game. Brady James holds it on the right side. Bounces to Dean. Long range two splashes home. James Dean likes the outside jumper. He always has.
There's Guerra.
Here's Guerra for a long two. This time no good. Rebound tipped out of bounds off Frigga. And it will stay with the Tigers with 1:26 left to go in the third. Riley will trigger the inbound. Jumper is option. He'll bounce it to Aaron. Aaron rotates it back to Riley, and DJ will reset with 1:18 to go in the quarter. Riley gets a screen, pops a three. It's off the mark. Rebound comes out to Brady James. Sends it ahead to Lee. Lee in traffic ahead to Frigga. Layup is good.
Great
ball movement. Give Lee an assist there. Back on the other end, McCain. Spins, off-balance jumper, blocked by Frigga, gets it back, launches a three in the corner, count it, and one. Houston crowd like that. Carson McCain, the freshman, with the chance for a four-point play. 75-35, Bears by 40, but the freshman for the Tigers with a chance for a four-point play here. Free throw is good. 52 seconds left to go, third quarter.
He's had 9 points in this quarter, the freshman McCain.
Yeah, pretty good ball player.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody for the Tigers to build around. They're going to lose Riley after this year, obviously. Lee to Adams. Adams has hit a couple of threes this game. Brady James to Adams, right side, up top. Caden Lee, top of the key for three, off the mark, rebound tip. Adams has it in the corner. Bears will reset. Get it to Lee. Floater in the paint. Won't go. Rebound tipped out of bounds off Houston. It will stay with Willow with 21 seconds to go in the third. Probably the last quarter for most of the Bears starters. Lee will take the inbound. Brady James spots for three in the corner. It's off the mark. Rebound Adams with 15. Back to Lee. Brady James right side with 10. Brady to Adams with 8. Lee at the logo with 6. Caden Adams. Pull-up jumper is no good. Rebound tipped. Brady James has it blocked at the buzzer, and we head to the fourth quarter with Willow leading Houston 75-36. We'll be back in 60 seconds. You're listening to Bear Basketball on KUKU.
The Ozarks Healthcare team cares about your athlete's health. That's why there's a doctor on call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, to care for the unpredictable injuries. Ozarks Healthcare has a team of 8 orthopedic, spine, and podiatry providers to care for your athletes. The OZH team sends best wishes to all athletes for safe play and exceptional sportsmanship. For more information about OZH Podiatry as well as OZH Orthopedic and Spine, visit www.ozarkshealthcare.com.
In the heart of the Ozarks, your vehicle is more than just a means of transportation. It's a statement of your personal style. At Frigga Tire, we understand that the right set of rims can transform your ride from ordinary to extraordinary. Whether you're cruising through town or tackling the back roads, our stylish rims are designed to make your vehicle stand out, reflecting your unique personality and taste. So why settle for the everyday when you can turn heads wherever you go? Frigga Tire. Style your ride.
Now, back to Willow Springs Bear Sports on KUKU 100.3.
Welcome back. Bear basketball on KUKU. Bears with a commanding lead. Turbo clock will be on here in the fourth quarter. As we resume action, Bears have the ball.
Bennett and Adams both in there for the Bears, along with Frigga, Dean, and Brady James, the lone starter on the floor for Willow. Frigga has it on the high post and has it tipped away, nearly stolen, but Brady James races back to get it at the half-court stripe.
Lee's in there, too.
That's right. Lee is in there. In the corner, three ball by Brady James is short. Rebound, Tiger. Caden Adams is not in the game right now. He and Caden Lee bear a striking resemblance. Guerra at the free throw line. Work it over left side. DJ Riley gets to the free throw line to the right block. Scoop shot won't go. Rebound tip. Daly's got it. Put it up. No, but he fouled. And Daly will go to the line shooting two for the Tigers. Hawks should be running here. It is not. But we are clearly in turbo clock.
Oh, my area.
And the clock is stopped at 7:16.
That was on Frigga, his third.
Free throw by Daly is good. Now the clock is running. With 7 minutes left to play.
There you go. Yeah.
Daly takes his time. Second free throw is in and out. Rebound tipped and saved by Houston. Nearly saved. The
he went out of bounds.
Pass went to Riley, and Riley was right at the sideline, and he couldn't quite pull it in. Bears will have it, leading 75-37. The three guys left on the Bear bench that will come in at some point. Eli Hopper, and here comes Trevor Hunsucker getting ready to check in. Dayton Lee at the logo. Off to Frigga on the left wing. Back to Lee. Brady James, logo. Left side, James Dean. Jumper flashes up. Dean has a really great jump shot, and he likes to use it, especially in games like this when you don't meet him quite as much underneath the basket. 77-37 is the Bear lead. Tigers go baseline. Shot up. No, but a foul coming on the Bears, and it will send Carson McCain to the line. McCain has really been the catalyst for the Tigers here in the second half.
He's got 13 points for the game. That's a fourth personal foul on Frigga.
Back McCain. First free throw is good. He's now tied Riley. They both have 14 points on the game, so Riley may not be the leading scorer in this game. Adams, James, Lee all come out. Bennett,
Adams comes in.
Hunsucker, and number 10 for the Bears is Colton Forrester in there with James Dean. Free throw is good for the Tigers. And now McCain is going to come out as Houston will send in some of their deeper bench as well. DJ Riley stays out there. Bennett across the timeline. Hunsucker at the logo, bounces it right side. Bennett takes the three, has it go off of his foot, races back to get it, bounces back to Adams at the logo. Left side, Hunsucker. Stop the Forrester, right side for Bennett. Inside, nice pass, give it to James Dean. Big smooth, puts it up, missed it this time off the back of the rim. Riley with the rebound. DJ to the right side, stood up, blocked and fouled by Dean in the paint, and Riley will go to the line for a couple of free throws.
It's already the third team foul on the Bears during the fourth quarter.
First foul, though, on James Dean. Bears will have a three-day weekend, and as Riley makes the first free throw, they'll go to Gainesville. Gainesville 7-6 on the season. With they had a 25-point win against Hollister. Beat Reed Springs. Got some decent ones. Lost to Liberty. Lost to Alton. Second free throw is good. So one of those teams that the Bears will have to prepare for on Tuesday night.
Yep.
Always have to go there, too. That
oh,
is
yeah.
a hard oh. gym to play in.
Talk about
wow.
a loud gym.
Oh, my goodness. Woo. It is a noise box. Bears with the ball. Eli Hopper. Hunsucker for three in the corner. No good. Rebound Tigers. 77-41. Bears lead with 3.5 minutes to play. Here comes the three for the Tigers. No good off the back of the rim. Rebound Houston. Trying to go up with it. hand it off in the paint, shot up, no good. And Forrester there for the rebound for Willow. Adams across midcourt. Hopper on the right side. Give it to Bennett. Bennett lost the handle on it, taken away. Tigers go back, and it's a foul called on the Bears. Houston will take it out of bounds on the baseline.
Hunsucker, I think, gets the foul.
I think so. He asked the official. He pointed at himself and said, me? But no. They call it on 42, not in the game. No, we're going to change that zero. It was Hunsucker, picks up the foul. Tigers get the inbound. Reverse layup is no good, and Trevor is going to get his second foul in the last 5 seconds. And the Tigers will head to the free throw line.
But the clock continues to move. We're down to 2:25 left to go in the game.
Gavin Derrick, the 5'10 sophomore, at the line for Houston. Free throw is up and short by Derrick. Bennett, Adams, Forrester, Hunsucker, and Hopper. Five on the floor for the Bears. Derrick's second free throw is good. 77-42. Is his score under 2 minutes to go in Texas County. Eli Hopper to the free throw line. Out to Adams for three. Got it. Dayton's had three three-pointers tonight. Tigers back the other direction. Off the foot and out of bounds. As Aaron couldn't maintain the dribble. And another turnover for Houston. That's been their problem from the very beginning.
Adams has had good percentage, too. I don't think he's shot more than four, maybe five times.
Yeah, he's over 50%.
Yeah.
Bennett's going to take a long three. It's no good off the back of the rim. Hopper had the rebound. It's tipped. Forrester back to get it. Hunsucker thought about the three instead of giving up to Bennett. Bennett, free throw line jumper, got fouled, makes the shot, and a chance for a three-point play for Bennett. Bennett wearing number 22 tonight.
Had a substitution. Bennett trying to get his three-point play in. We're just about out of time.
45 seconds left. Free throw is short. Rebound underneath by Sanders of the Tigers. Houston. Push it down the floor. 82-42 is the Bear lead. Tigers looking for a shot. They're going to take a three in the corner. It hits the top of the backboard. They'll go back to the Bears as Walker shot one up from the corner. 15 seconds. Bears will not take a shot here, and it will be a final. Bears win it in Houston 82-42 to go to 1-0 in the SBA. With 5 seconds, then we'll dribble it out. And the Bears will head back to Howell County with a victory. We'll come back and wrap it up in 2 minutes. You're listening to Basketball on KUKU.
Think about 2026, the work you will do, the places you will go, and the miles you will drive. A new Chevy or GMC truck from Bailey Chevrolet GMC is built to handle all of it with the strength, comfort, and reliability you can count on every day.
This is John Bailey inviting you to come on over and experience the Bailey Factor.
Bailey Chevy GMC, home of the Bailey Factor.
From your first paycheck to your first home, starting your own business, or celebrating your retirement, we're here for all of life's important moments. At Simmons Bank, our modern banking solutions make managing your finances effortless and efficient, so you can focus on what matters most. Simmons Bank, proud supporter of the moments that matter. SimmonsBank.com, member FDIC, equal housing lender, all accounts subject to approval.
Your hometown grocer in downtown Willow Springs is now Cash Saver, and it's good news for your wallet. Cash Saver is groceries at cost plus 10%, a pricing format that saves you money every time you shop. You'll still find fresh meats with a full-time butcher, fresh produce, and the same friendly local service you trust. Starting January 1st, Cash Saver will be open 6 a.m. to 8 p.m. 7 days a week. Same hometown store, smarter savings, G&W Foods Cash Saver,
downtown at Willow Springs.
If you have 10 minutes and online access, you're ready to open a new checking or savings account with West Plains Bank and Trust Company. Already a customer? Just log into digital banking and click Add an Account, making the switch to West Plains Bank and Trust Company. Welcome. Simply visit westplainsbank.com and click Open Account. 24/7 convenience, FDIC insured, free debit card and e-statements. It's simple and convenient to open your account online with West Plains Bank and Trust Company. Member FDIC.
Now back to Willow Springs Bears Sports on KUKU 100.3.
Back in Houston, Bears win at 82-42, joined by Coach Forrest. And Dustin, you knew going in this was probably a favorable matchup. The Tigers, obviously, with D.J. Riley, and you don't want to overlook anybody, yeah. But a good opportunity for the Bears to play some other kids, and your defense did what they needed to do, and you don't ever want to let down in a game like
this. Yeah, I thought we – first half were really guarded well. You never know. I mean, they played Licking to 6, played right. Norwood to 10 in the Kabul tournament. So, you know, they're capable. But I knew coming into the game after watching them a few times, hey, if we'll really apply a lot of pressure when they have the ball, they'll cough it up. And we did. And we did. You know, those first two quarters when I had the first five in there, I mean, we caused a lot of problems.
Yeah.
And got a lot of transition points and did a good job defensively. You know, our goal every night is to try to hold the team 40 or below, so we're two off. That third quarter, they scored quite a few points.
Yeah.
You know, hey, you come here and get a conference win, district seed win. Yeah. You know, that's the mindset. We come in, I don't care who we're playing, and you got to play four quarters, and the guys came out and they did like kind of we're kind of a veteran team, and they came in and handled business just like we're playing anybody else.
Yeah.
And so that was good because you never know. You come into games like this. Playing only one game, no JV game, how kids are going to be ready to play, but against what Coach Changely sometimes, I know he's listening. Our guys are ready when they stepped off the bus tonight.
Yes, they were, and 22 turnovers that the Bears forced tonight, so that's always a good stat. And now you got a 3-day weekend and get ready for the Gainesville Bulldogs and another team that Bears may be favored, but, man, you talk about a tough place to go play. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, hey, we're about to come up on a tough stretch. We've got Gainesville Mansfield next week, and then that Sparta tournament, you know, out of 18, six of them's got 10 wins. And then right after that, I think we got Mountain View and Thayer, or Mountain View and Mountain Grove in the same week. We're about to be tested. I'm telling you right now, I know for a fact that Gainesville will be ready to play because I played for that man my whole career. And, you know, they're a scary team. They got five or six seniors. They're athletic. They're strong. They can make shots, and I kind of figure even when I was in high school, when you go to Gainesville, you're down 10-0 when you start there, just because it's just a tough place to play.
Yeah.
So we'll have to go and we'll play well, and we'll have to play well and execute. And I think that most nights we do that, we can take care of business. But we'll have to go be ready to play them. I guarantee that.
All right, took care of business tonight. Thanks, Coach.
Hey, thank you guys. Appreciate it. Have a good weekend.
Yeah, you too.
Thanks,
Coach Forrest, head coach of the Willow Springs Bears. Bears get it done tonight. 82-42 was the final, and Larry's got your post-game statistics.
Got to put my glasses back on. Entertaining ball game, but, you like to have a few of those interspersed in the season so you don't lose your stress level doesn't go up too high.
Correct.
Here's the way the scoring went. Kobe James had 31 for the Bears. No surprise there, but I think one of the good things about this was nine players scored for the Bears. That's the most this year. So most of the guys on the bench got in and got to play, and the freshmen that he's been carrying on the bench, they both got to play and scored some points. James had 31, Lee had 5, 10 points for Brady James, 9 for McGinnis, 9 for Adams, 2 for Frigga, 6 for Thompson, 2 for Bennett, and 8 for James Dean.
Balanced scoring for the Bears.
Yep. On the other side of the ledger, Riley had 16 for the Houston Tigers. The freshman, McCain, was pretty impressive. He had 15 in the ball game. Those two were the leading scorers for Houston. Guerra had 5, Daly had 3, 1 for Derek, and 2 for Aaron, and that was the scoring. Team-wise, the team stats, you mentioned it with Coach Forrest, 22 turnovers for the Houston Tigers, and that
most of those were in the first half.
Yeah,
when the Bears' starting five was in there, and they were rattling the Tigers all night long. Bears had six turnovers, a little high for them, but the way the ball was going up and down the floor, that was just natural. You're going to get a few. And they had, on 4 rebounds ago, the Bears had 27 rebounds to 18 for the Houston Tigers. So, good game for the Bears, and win number 11.
Bears go to 11-4 on the season. Our next broadcast will be Tuesday when the Bears travel to Gainesville to take on the Bulldogs. Thanks to Jack back at the studio,
as always.
For Larry Spence, I'm Marty Spence. Good night from Houston.
That's it for this link in the chain of Willow Springs Bear Sports. We thank you for listening and everyone who was involved in the making of this broadcast, which includes these sponsors: G&W Foods, Monarch Realty, MSU West Plains, West Plains Bank and Trust, For Good Tire Service, Bailey Chevrolet and GMC, Cox Health Center in Willow Springs, Shelter Insurance Agent Robert Hollis, Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet, and Simmons Bank. For more information on sports from around the area, go online to OzarkRadioNews.com. For now, we'll get you back to the regular programming here on KUKU 100.3, your home of the Willow Springs Bears.